Hoopball Podcast listeners, are you a fantasy expert and want to write or podcast for Hoopball? Do you have aspirations of covering a team? Are you a master of sales and want to earn some cash on the phones? Well, we've got good news. Hoopball's recruiting. If you think you have what it takes, hit us up at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or by emailing teamhoopball at hoop-ball.com. Again, that's at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or emailing teamhoopball at hoop-ball.com.
All right, we are back here on the Sacramento Kings podcast, and sports are back. Football is back. Jill, you got a favorite football team?
49ers.
Yeah, okay. Maybe not the best weekend, but it'd be
all
a great
injuries.
Weekend. Yeah, it'd be a really good weekend if you bet against them, though. But either way, whether you bet against them or you bet for them, if you win, my bookie pays. That's why my bookie is so awesome. It's super easy. You bet, you win, they pay. It's a perfect time to sign up for my bookie as well. We got baseball going on. We've got the NBA playoffs going on, and we've got the NFL season going on. You could join today, and my bookie will match your deposit 100%. Plus, they'll toss you a free $10 MLB future wager. All you got to do is enter the promo code HOOPBALL when signing up. That's it. Use the promo code HOOPBALL when signing up. Remember, at MyBookie, the terms are simple. You bet, you win, they pay. And we may very well find out what king we're going to be down with here pretty soon. We welcome you in to the Sacramento Kings podcast here on the Hoopball and the Hoopball Podcast Network. I am Damian Barling, along with Joe Ad. We appreciate you so much for downloading, streaming, and we thank you so much for listening. We welcome all of those who are tuning in for the very first time. We welcome our new listeners, our old listeners. We welcome everybody. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review. Tell all your friends. Just because it's the off season doesn't mean we're going anywhere. As a matter of fact, it's quite an intriguing time to be a Sacramento Kings fan. Jill, let's jump right into this. Adrian Wojnarowski tweeted this morning that we are down to three finalists. You can laugh at that a little bit because that's not exactly news. On our first podcast after the list was announced, we withered it right down to three finalists, and wouldn't you know, that's where we are. But you have maintained this. You know, the only real news that came out of all of this that we probably should pay attention to is the fact that we kind of got a timeline here. Adrian Wojnarowski said we could expect a general manager, we could expect an announcement by the end of this week, and we're recording this on Wednesday, so it could be any day.
Could be today, could be Friday, could be Saturday. I'd like to know if it's the end of the work week or the end of the actual week.
Is the end of the week, is it Friday? Is it Saturday? Or is it Sunday?
See, that's the best question. And depending on who you talk to, you will get a different answer for each person. Guaranteed.
Sunday is the first day of the – I've always understood that Sunday is the first day of the new week. But there are people who think Monday. They think it's Monday.
Yeah. Just because it's they associate it with the first day of the work week.
Right.
We're so programmed for the work week that it's, yeah.
And I don't know who decided five work days to two off days, but right. Whoever, you know what? It was probably Sasha Gupta who negotiated that contract, and Vlade Divac was on the other end going, yeah, let's do it. Let's take it. We know the three finalists, Sasha Gupta, Monty McClair, and Wes Wilcox. You have been adamant, and I think most people are in agreement. This is Sasha's job, isn't it? Like this he's got to be the guy of the three guys I just named. Like he's certainly the most qualified. He's the one that Kings fans have gotten behind the most. And you've said this from day one. This has got to be the guy, right?
Yeah, I still feel that way. And on the last one, I think I'd said that I'd be absolutely shocked if it wasn't. Mm-hmm. And I still feel that way. It's all signs are still pointing that way. And it's interesting following
Some
of the other.
Stop. This is live. The Kings have hired Monty McNair for their general manager position, according to Sam Amick. That is as we are recording this.
Well, there we go. Well, that still doesn't rule out Sasha for above that.
The Sacramento Kings are hiring. Well, so this is going to be a unique experience for the podcast.
Yeah.
Because.
Oh, as new head of ops. So that means he turned it down.
You think so?
If it's saying as new head of ops. Okay.
Yep.
I mean, that's. And considering locally, not just us, it was everywhere that it was Sachin 1, Monty 2.
Wow.
Good for him.
Yeah. Good for Monty McNair. It's not at all what I expected, but good for him.
Well, I can officially say I am shocked. But he must have blown them away in the interview, which is what you'd want to do. So, and we hear Vivek loves, you know, the Maury guys, and that.
Well, that wasn't Sachin a Maury guy too?
The original one, yes.
Sachin was an original Maury guy.
Well, he was there first. I just mean like he was there prior to.
I gotcha. Okay. I gotcha.
That makes sense. But like I said in the last one, this still is really interesting to me because of how much in Houston circles. See, and Amick said for GM, and then Sham said GM and head of basketball ops. So I still think there still could be another. I don't know. It's hard to know if there's going to be another domino.
Well,
based on these tweets alone.
We're going to, this is great because you're getting this. It's obviously recorded, but this is happening while recording the show.
So we're
literally, this is our very genuine ESPN 1320 pays big money for this. They pay for the reaction and you're getting the reaction here. That's on the Sacramento Kings podcast. This is interesting. Like you point out the wording, and I have Sham's tweet here, and it does say, as new head basketball of operations, Sam's tweet says general manager position. So the titles are really dumb, but here it is. So we're both tweeting, by the way. We both have to tweet. And I'm trying to tell everyone.
Like I mentioned on the last one too, where this makes me really interested in what's going to happen with Luke, or I mean, based on everything that Maury says about McNair, is that's one thing that he has kind of taken over, is working specifically with that coaching, you know, whatever coaching staff they have, and setting up that game plan. So I'm curious to see like if he was a team Luke guy, or if he's looking at, you know what I mean? Like this brings in then a whole bunch of, if that's his specialty, which Maury keeps saying, that's one of the great things about him, is he's a huge part of the front office that works specifically with the coaching staff. That then.
Do you have your Monte McNair notes handy? Because I got to be honest, I did not see this coming at all. I did not expect this. You got my attention, though, when you pointed out the wording, because that's not something I noticed. I saw Sam's tweet first, and then I saw Sham's tweet right after that. So the wording in the tweet is different. I know it's dumb to point this out, but and I think you made a Twitter thread about this recently. Everyone's like, every organization's structure is different. So there's the head of basketball ops. There's the vice president of basketball operations. There's the general manager. There's 10 different titles that mean 10 different things in 10 different organizations. So it is worth following this just a smidge bit closer.
And if you go by what Dave said yesterday on there, that he had Sachin as VP and McNair as GM. So it still leaves then, like, so, are you looking at having a VP or is it just GM? It's
okay. I have a response to that. I'm just not going to say it. But hearing is a very generic ass term that people use. So when something blows up in their face, they can go, well, I'm just hearing this. I'm hearing, I'm not reporting. I'm hearing. There's a big, there's a big difference. And as soon as I saw that, cause you know what? And didn't you tweet like two days ago or three days ago? Your ideal situation is like it was Gupta, and then it was like the Gupta. We talked about it, as a matter of fact, on the last podcast about Gupta and
It was last week. Yes.
And so, yeah, it's amazing how many things were reported over the last week that like people heard after we talked about them. We're obviously newsbreakers in the industry. Big time newsbreakers. Well, right. I keep refreshing because I keep waiting for the second tweet to come, and it's not happening yet.
Well, and all I'm getting is no Gupta.
Yeah, that's like what all like everyone on King's Twitter is tweeting that.
To look at Minnesota's media as well and seeing what they are saying in regards to this to see if you know, there's anything coming out on their end.
Well, we're following along just like everybody else is. You was Monty McNair. I don't want to say the least qualified. Wasn't he the one who kind of
talk on that led up to this? Would have loved Gupta, but screw it, let's go.
Who tweeted that?
Dave.
Oh yeah, dude, you can stop with the Dave.
No, okay, yes, but no, like the position thing. Even James Hamm yesterday and Jason Anderson. With the beat, they were even still like, we aren't sure.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't got a clear picture of, are we doing, you know, president, VP or GM? Like, how is this going to work? And I also wonder too, if money would factor into that, hiring two head guys like that. If they keep talking about money being an issue, would you want to then pay two top dogs and then you have your under, or do you want to pay one and then him have a bunch of assistants?
That's interesting. Is McNair a top dog?
He's an assistant. Well, I mean, as a GM, he's going to be but there he's an assistant and let me look up the notes. If he's a VP,
I don't think he was a VP. He's labeled
Director of Basketball Ops. So he had that title of Director of Basketball Ops, Assistant GM.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, wait, sorry. VP of Basketball Ops from 2015 to 2017 and then was promoted to Assistant GM. So see, there again, you're seeing VP and then promoted to GM. So it's like, what? Yeah.
This is fascinating and it's fun. So, okay. Back to the question. And now people, and you know, it's funny, like people are confused. Like, okay, wait a minute. Is the new GM? Is that it? Now people are asking us questions. Wasn't McNair the most, I don't want to say he was he had the slimmest resume. I don't know how to phrase it. Of all of the research you did, research, obviously, extensively on the six candidates that were in the list, but you had done
it. Just wanted to find info on.
Well,
the most frustrating thing.
Yeah, so maybe he's not underqualified. Maybe it's just we don't know a ton about him. We know he was with Houston. We know we were going to get a Houston tie no matter what. Right. Whether it was, I guess unless it was Wes Wilcox, but I think most people saw that and were like, probably not, especially after you fire Grant Napier. That's probably not the route you want to go, though. The two remarks were very, very different. You probably don't want to bring that kind of conversation in here. So you were going to get someone associated with Maury. Gupta had the association with Hinkie. There are people who believe that Vivek has had a long fascination with Sam Hinkie, and you know, here we are. Monty McNair, the new general manager for your Sacramento Kings. This is as disheveled as I've ever been on a live podcast recording. I guess we better start breaking down Monty McNair film. We better start talking about him a little bit. He's obviously coming in from Houston. Maybe, okay, this doesn't relate to us, so who I guess it in the end it doesn't really matter, but maybe Houston's going to start going through some front office changes also. We know Mike D'Antoni's gone. We've speculated whether – I think if you were going to do it, you already knew and you would have announced it. You would have done it. But a lot of – I wondered. Like, Daryl Morey's the one who's – you know, he gets praised for, you know, swinging at the fences, but he swung at the – you know, he swung for the fences a couple of times and, you know, hit – you know, I guess you would call them, you know, warning track fly balls. They never left the field, whether it was Russ or it was Chris Paul. It just didn't work.
Yeah. Well, and now all the questions I'm getting is what parts of Houston's last, you know, couple years, how much was he involved in the different trades and free agency and everything?
He worked
like
as
that.
I'm peeking at the latest article that the Kings Herald posted. Native of Oak Park, California, played football at Princeton University, majored in computer science. So he's in, okay, here's the line that will answer my own question. Worked as a researcher at Stats LLC in 2006. Fair to say he's an analytics guy?
100%. Okay. But, and he likes to use the SportVU or SportVU. I'm not sure how they pronounce it, but that's the camera that they have going that gets like, let me find out how many pictures a second
well,
it was.
Why you find that?
He likes to use, okay. So it collects data 25 times per second, follows the ball, every player in the court. He really uses that a lot, but he has said that obviously you can't make all player decisions based on looking at data like that, but that he specifically works with those numbers, works with the player evaluators, the scouts, and tries to put all that information together to find the best style, the best players that might fit chemistry-wise and that kind of play, that whether it be the space out, high pick and rolls, driving, dishing. But I will say that his style is what we hear and seem to think would fit best with a guy like Fox, where mm-hmm. you need to put space around him and not clog up that area for him, that seems to lend itself to him. And so if you truly are going to build around a guy like Fox, I do think that if he really does continue this style going here, that would seem to suit, you know, what we're looking for. But yes,
around
first, he's analytics. Second, everything else.
To round out his resume, he's the current assistant in Houston. Monty McNair brought him to his staff as a senior analyst in 2007. After 6 years, McNair was promoted to director of basketball operations in 2013. He was promoted to vice president of basketball operations in 2015. And he was promoted to assistant general manager. That was his most recent role in 2018. So I want to run that by you one more time, Jill.
Yes.
He joins Houston. After 6 years, he gets promoted to director of basketball ops. That's 2013. Vice president of basketball operations. That's 2 years later in 2015. Promoted to assistant general manager. That's 3 years later, 2018. He's now a GM for the Sacramento Kings in 2020. He obviously makes an impression, even if it's just an impression with Daryl Morey, because he's promoted quickly.
Yes, and he's another guy, I mean, to bring Gupta into it, where they worked in the analytic area, and then they seem to have these good ideas for him. And a piece that's interesting for him is they actually put him as director of basketball ops over the G League team first. So he kind of had to go the G League route, then up to the actual Houston front office. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he has seen, you know, the different parts and had to evaluate the different levels of the game, which we are seeing a lot of the successful teams right now are building teams by using their G League team and finding talent like that. So
Daryl Morey said of him, Monte has been absolutely critical to the success of the Rockets over his long tenure. His unique combination of analytical skills and ability to work with our coaching staff was a key driver in our record-breaking season last year. That was in a press release of his most recent promotion. And thanks to the Kings Herald for getting this up so quickly. So that's, I emphasize that because I found that remark interesting. His combination of analytical skills and his ability to work with our coaching staff was a key driver in our record-breaking season last year. So I'm guessing he didn't have any say in you know, Mike D'Antoni, coach or not the coach, but he obviously works closely with them.
And has been successful at it, if by all means, based on, you know, Houston's record. And he even mentioned that, what was it, I think it was 2017, they were, had the best record at one point. And he said that even their data stats, that this team was far surpassing anything that even their computer, you know, was putting out. That sometimes, yes, you can have as much information possible, but things just come together. Whether, like we saw with the Clippers and not happen, you know, with Denver, where the chemistry and you can just have that synergy and that just makes it that much little bit sweeter. But yes, all intents and purposes, when he started working with Mike, that you saw the output on the court. It said that he also worked with them on scouting opposing teams and finding out, you know, how their style, depending on the particular team they were playing, how they could adjust that. And that Mike did a good job of putting players at, you know, in areas that fit to their strength. I think it's hard to necessarily evaluate this on its own too, because I'm really curious what kind of staff is, you know, they're going to put together. And sure, like we've mentioned on this pod before, is, you know, how stacked these good teams are in their front office. So I'm curious to see what kind of names that he can pull. And then we would get a better idea of, you know, the whole kind of piece of the puzzle of what they're working with. But I mean, again, he's super respected. He goes to the analytics, the Sloan conference. A couple of years ago, he was on one with, it was how to fit star players around a team and how you work that. And he was there obviously representing Houston, as they've had, you know, Yao Ming, Tracy McGrady, it's James Harden, big players coming in and out, Chris Paul. And then it was a panel of coaches, and it was a back and forth with them on how you handle some of the bigger names and talent. But, you know, you usually see the best of the best going to those analytic conferences and speaking based on the coaches and the front office people they get. So he is a well-respected guy out there.
Another note worth pointing out, it appears there only seems to be one picture ever taken of Monty McNair, and it looks to be him at the Sloan Conference because he's speaking. He's got a microphone on. I cannot find a picture of this human being anywhere that's not that picture. So not only is Monty McNair the new general manager of your Sacramento Kings, he's very elusive. He is not in the limelight. He is not in the spotlight. He does not seek cameras out. He does not seek out interviews. I have Googled him. I have Getty imaged him. I have looked all over to get a picture to put up to a graphic for ESPN 1320, and I have come up empty-handed. I think I found like a school picture, like a team picture from his last promotion, but this is several years old. Like, I can't use this, Jill. Like, this guy doesn't love the camera. And you don't have a response to that. So yeah, it's fine. That's fine. These are the struggles I deal with, Jill. Like, why don't you care about like the things that hurt me and make my life difficult? And those things are trying to find a freaking picture of the new Sacramento Kings general manager. Goodness. Great. If you're not on Getty Images, you really ain't, you really are not anywhere. You are not, they tag everybody in those things. Maybe I can use this one. How do you feel now that it's over? How do you feel about the hiring process? Are you happy with how all of this played out?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I felt since this is kind of maybe I would guess you would say the second time since Vivek has taken over that I felt like they legitimately had a process, which was nice to see. And I know that's a sad bar that, you know, that's a low bar that, oh my God, there's a process, like, woo. But when you don't see it for, you know, a long period of time, it's refreshing. And I know, you know, around here, we can forget what a process looks like because we haven't seen it and what's normal and not normal. And, you know, hearing one thing one day and something completely opposite the next, but I think hiring the firm they did was smart. So it at least seemed to appear that, you know, there were other forces doing this. And it's not like they're the only one that has, again, used this firm. We've seen it with the 49ers, New Orleans. I mean, there's plenty of teams that were, you know, that were doing this. But yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm happy with how it worked out. And I've always said, to me, I know we're used to losing here a lot, but it's a lot easier for me to accept, I don't even want to say failure, but your plan not working out if you at least went into it with the correct process. Because I mean, it's not always going to work out or go to plan. There's plenty of variables out there that can derail something. But when you don't have a process and it goes wrong, it's really easy to point to, oh, well, look, no, I mean, how do you expect to go right when you didn't have a process or didn't go through these steps? So yeah, kudos to them for doing it. And clearly someone, and another thing, Houston has been in the playoffs for the last 8 years with this guy there. You can't tell me that he hasn't learned anything about consistency, yeah, about how to build a winning culture, how to deal with a player, you know, from star caliber to a guy coming through the G League. Like, this guy has literally seen it all. So, I there's no reason for me not to like this hire at this point.
This is such a great tweet we got. It says, I was always a Gupta guy, but I'm ready to have always been a McNair guy. Unless Gupta is coming too, then I don't know. So those are some of the tweets we can get. And you guys can't see her, but I think Jill is twitching because she can't get to Twitter quick enough because I keep bitching about not being able to find a picture of Monty McNair. She's got to respond to her millions of fans. We were completely thrown off. We were getting ready to discuss the different candidates and kind of what the end of the week might look like. But we got the announcement. It's Monty McNair, the now former assistant general manager of the Houston Rockets. He is now your general manager of the Sacramento Kings. This will obviously be discussed a great deal on podcasts, on radio shows. And the fact is, I think the best thing that people can take away from what has been a bit of a train wreck of an episode is the last thing you said. I think the last thing you said is the most important. And it's the fact he's been in Houston all of this time, and Houston has been a playoff team. You could point to Daryl Morey. You could point to Mike D'Antoni. You could point to all of those different things. But he was a part of an organization that was winning. And that's important. And I absolutely 100% thought Sasha was the guy. But, you know, there were people like, well, wait a minute. He was in Minnesota. Oh, wait a minute. Wasn't he part of the process? Like, that's not winning. Wasn't he a part of, you know, what was he a part of that was actually winning? And those are fine questions to ask, given that we're not talking about players. We're talking about front office executives, and we don't watch them work on a daily basis. But I think your last point that you made is the best one, and that's what we should leave on. And it's the fact that he has been a part of a winning organization. He's been a part. And we can make our jokes about Houston choking in the playoffs. We can make our jokes about, or not even jokes at this point. We can just point out the facts with Mike D'Antoni and James Harden, their inability to perform in clutch situations. But the fact is, they were in clutch situations. And the Sacramento Kings, they're not in a position yet to where they can, oh, I don't want a guy who hasn't advanced past the second round of the playoffs. Like, no, fam, let's get to 500. Let's get into the playoffs. Let's make sure we get the most out of, you know, this roster that we have. Let's find a coach who can, you know, kind of resurrect Marvin Bagley and keep him healthy and get his career going. Let's make sure we get the most out of De'Aaron Fox. Let's figure out what we're going to do with Bogdan Bogdanovic and Buddy Hield. And let's figure out what we're going to do with Luke Walton and let's move forward. And that's that. Jill is all over Twitter. get to your peeps, because we're tagged in a we're tagged in it.
It's constant.
We're tagged.
Now, I basically just tweeted what I said here, where I'm curious to see who, you know, he brings in, because assistants play huge roles, and that we just brought in a guy who spent a decade, and you know, with the winning franchise and 8 straight playoff bursts in a row. No reason not to be happy with this. And you know, he was raised in a winning culture. That's everything that a Kings fan should want at this point. Like, they're just based on that. I mean, and I get it, because we were hyping up Gupta. That's who I thought. But again, there's no reason. And especially, this is my thing too. People were happy with the Gupta-McNair pairing. Then how can you not be happy with grabbing this guy as a GM when that's what you were asking for in that pairing? It's just one less. It's one less.
Well, let's get this podcast posted. Everybody is eager to hear what you think about this. Quite fun timing. I was a little late getting to the computer today, so it worked out quite nicely for us. Monty McNair, your new general manager of the Sacramento Kings. Any final thoughts before we leave that? What is Monty McNair's first order of business for you?
Bringing in assistants, scouting okay. crew. I mean, just not built. Building this front office the way it should have been built a long time ago. One that Kings fans deserve, honestly. I mean, you know, we've been around for forever through bad. I'm this is the first time where I genuinely feel that there are better days ahead. There's no reason not to believe that at this point. And people were saying, like you had mentioned before about, well, you had said Gupta, where had he been that's been successful besides Houston? Mm-hmm. Like I said, this guy just spent a decade at a winning franchise. You were talking about Miami. You were talking about Denver. You were talking mm-hmm. about Toronto. Houston is that. This guy spent over 10 years in a winning organization, which everybody was asking for. So there you go.
Culture. Right? Bring that winning culture here to Sacramento. Monty McNair, your new general manager of the Sacramento Kings. Before we go, support for HoopBall is brought to you by Manscaped. Go to manscaped.com. Use the promo code HoopBall20. You'll get 20% off your order plus free shipping. Again, use the promo code HoopBall20. Use the Lawnmower 3.0. They got advanced skin-safe technology. They got an LED light. It works in and out of the shower. It's an awesome device. Anything, Aaron Brewski, the boss of HoopBall, says Jill Add, she's a 5-tool player. She can do it all. She can tweet. She can podcast. Any final thoughts before we sign up? Are you good with this? On a scale from 10 is I love, 1 is 10 is I love, where are you on the Monty McNair scale?
I'll be 10, you know, if I like everything that he built around it. But right now, like I said, I'm a solid 8. I'm happy.
Okay. That's good.
I'm happy. We brought in a guy from a winning culture. I'm happy.
Okay. I'm with that. If Jill's happy, I'm happy. We're hope that you're happy too. We couldn't have timed this any better for you. We're sorry it was a little bit messy. We were literally trying to make sure we had all of the up-to-date. Yeah, that you normally
but were responding to you online in real time too. So
and right, and how about that? And I'm just out of caution, I'm gonna check old Sammy's Twitter feed one last time. I'll follow it up with a text, a check of Shams, and then just in case they got scooped on an addition, I'll check out what Woj has going on. Of course, we all get push notifications, and nothing has come in from them. So. We'll continue to follow this story throughout the evening. But Monty McNair is the new general manager of the Sacramento Kings. We thank you so much for tuning here to the Sacramento Kings podcast presented by HoopBall and the HoopBall Podcast Network. Make sure you follow Jill on Twitter. You'll be a lot smarter for it. At Jill Add, you can follow me at Damian Barling. And also make sure you tune in Monday through Friday, 12 to 2, ESPN 1320. If you're in the Sacramento area, 1320 AM. Or you can listen anywhere on the radio.com app. Just search ESPN 1320. We appreciate you for being with us. We'll check in with you next Wednesday.